everyone. You love the music, now be a part of the movement. Press Play is building a home for artists and fans just like you, and now you can help shape it. All you gotta do is go to pressplay.me and grab you some merch and wear it really loud and really proud, and of course, buy it for everybody you know. And know that you're helping musicians and music stay real, independent, and alive. And here's something really special. You can send a personal message to the artist of your choice. If we've done an interview with them, you have an opportunity to write them a note. You can write them a small message, or you can write them a whole letter, and it will go directly to them. Just click the link on any of our interviews, write from the heart, and let your voice be heard. So tune in, rock with us, and press play. Get the gear, send the love. Music lives when the fans do.
Hey everybody, welcome to Press Play Conversations. I am the Don, as always, and with me is Tina, the CEO of Press Play. I got to do whatever she tells me to do. Not really, but you know, we have a good thing going.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really excited because we have Los Frankies here. How you doing, Los Frankies?
Hola.
Hola.
Let's talk about, before we start, let's talk about the stuff you got behind you there. What's one piece of, I almost say like a Bowie. Is that Bowie?
Yeah, like Bowie.
Yeah, that was my friend for me at some like Monster Palooza situation. She grabbed that for me because I'm a massive Bowie fan.
Nice.
Yeah. And then the Joan Jett is actually a Niels Lowsauer print that he gave me.
Very cool. See that? Well, that's good to know. Well, and you guys are in LA right now?
Yes. Yeah.
So let's talk about that. I was saying how before the call started, you know, Tina's an LA girl, loves LA. What is the vibe of LA right now? Like music wise, cultural. How do you feel about LA right now?
LA is interesting because there's so many different pockets of scenes. Like it's hard to kind of be a homogenized scene because there's so many different. There's like a punk scene. There's a Sunset Strip rock scene. There's the like hip hop rap scene. There's like so many different scenes.
It's like four different cities.
It's like cliques in high school, right?
So it's hard to really like describe as one singular unit, but I mean, it's still going.
There's a lot of great music here.
There's a lot of good music.
How are you guys playing a lot?
As the studs, we've played everywhere. We're playing at Zebulon on the 21st.
Yes,
it's a great place.
Yeah, that place is really cool. That was like on my list of venues that I haven't played in LA. There's very few, I feel like, that we haven't played, but Zebulon was like the one that I haven't. So
Gold Diggers, soon we're Gold playing Diggers, there as Los Frankies. That place is kind of small and pack it up, you know.
Yeah.
Zebulon's.
It's an Echo Park.
Echo Park.
Yeah.
Hot water-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you just mentioned that. Like, you've got two songs out right now. I know there's, what's the date drop of the record, the whole album?
March 6th.
March 6th. You've teased us with two, which we will touch on those and play.
Mm-hmm.
But talk about the both of you getting together and with this music. Just what led you down this path? You've had other bands and other projects. What brought you here? Well, there you go.
We have it, folks.
Sponsored by Tinder.
Yeah. But no, he was working on this project.
Yeah, I was working on it with some friends a couple months back and asked Frankie to join because it was a natural thing to happen.
Yeah, and I was in the studio a lot with them while they were recording, and I was like lending a hand with background vocals.
She's a producer too. She's like producing and playing guitar and saying like, you're already in the band, why don't you be in the band?
Yeah. And I wanted to be in the band because I was like, this album's really, really good, so I'd like to be a part of it. And it was also cool for me because I started playing guitar and then later became a front person, so it's kind of cool to go back to my roots just playing guitar and focusing on that. It's fun.
I love it.
She's like a Johnny Thunders, but a manager at the same time. Like if Johnny Thunders had it shot together with Erwin.
That's fantastic.
So what bands did you come from that made you come together?
So my band is Frankie and the Studs. Uh-huh. And he plays guitar in Frankie and the Studs as well.
He used to play bass, play guitar.
Yeah. Yeah. He started on bass and moved up to guitar.
So how long have you guys been together, playing together?
5 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that.
There's some time in between that. But
yeah,
I started playing with you like pretty shortly after we met, like a few months, 4 or 5 months, right?
Yeah.
And when did we meet? Sorry, I'm getting personal.
2019. Gosh, that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
2019.
2019. Do you ever have creative friction between you two?
Do we? I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
We don't have a lot of friction in general. It's strange. Especially coming from like...
Great. This is a love story.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's we go by the best idea wins, right?
Yeah, and I'm always like in the betterment of the song. Like, I don't really like... try to have an ego about things. Like if it was my idea, I'm like, if you think that's better, that's cool with me.
Yeah. And the Studs is different. Like in that band, she's like final decision. And in this band, it's more, I would make the decision, but usually I'm like confiding in her for her opinion anyway. So, you know.
Good man. Good man.
That's a success right there.
Yeah.
I find it really exciting that you guys are an actual couple though. That is really
Oh, I was like, do we keep it a secret like the White Stripes thing or or do we? No,
it'll come out eventually in this world of the internet. I mean, my goodness. Like somebody's going to catch you out at a restaurant somewhere like, oh, what? No, but
tell the story. I think it's fantastic that you guys have been playing together for so long and that tells a story behind your music. And I think that makes me want to hear your music more. To be honest with you.
Yes. And that's going to lead me to, I was going to start with a band, but I want to ask you one of the things we at Press Play have a thing called song stories. And also what we also focus on is influences because it leads to the musical DNA of a person and how it connects. I'm going to start with you, Frankie, on the left, or I'm looking at your left. You, Frankie, not Salazar. But name three bands or artists or performers that were a big influence to you. Let's start with you.
David Bowie, for sure.
David Bowie.
The Ramones are a huge one for me. And then maybe a little less unexpected one would be Paramore. Paramore is a big
one. Hayley Williams, huh?
Hayley Williams, yeah. I feel like I grew up with Hayley Williams. And anytime I like write a song, I kind of think about Paramore, like what she would do.
Yeah.
No, I apologize. I the Clark part of your name didn't hit my head. That's why I kept saying Frankie. I was like, what was the other Clark? Frankie Clark.
Yes.
Man, Salazar was easy.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It just kind of didn't stick. All right. So let's go through that again. We'll go backwards. Hayley Williams, you said.
Yeah.
And then who were the other two again, real quick?
The Ramones and David Bowie.
And Bowie.
Yeah.
If you had to pick of the three, what is your favorite song from one of those artists, like your all-time favorite song?
Oh, probably Ziggy Stardust, David Bowie.
Really?
Yeah. That whole album is perfect to me. It's a no-skip album, as they would say.
Is it Life on Mars? One of his songs, right? Life on Mars.
Yeah, it's a great song.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, that's
I know it's Mars, but just the way he holds the notes in there, oh, gets me every time.
The blue suit. Does it for me?
Yeah.
In the
past, okay, Frankie Salazar, you're three.
Three bands.
And artists, performers that are a big influence to you. Could be individual.
I like Bob Dylan a lot. It's not really like our music at all, but I've loved his whole career, even 80s Bob Dylan.
Is it his songwriting, his lyrics?
Is it 80s Bob Dylan? No.
Say what?
I got my mind set on.
No, it's George Harrison.
It's George Harrison. What am I thinking? It's Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan is all along the Watchtower.
Yeah.
Hendrix 3. We did it.
Rainy Women, number 25.
Yep.
Rainy Women, one of my favorites of all time. Like, everybody wants to get stoned.
Yeah.
Sure.
Love that song. Love it.
Okay.
So, Dylan, who else?
Lou Reed. I like Lou Reed a lot.
Whoa.
It's kind of similar. Bob Dylan. I don't know, someone like more modern, but like Julian Casablancas. My cat is named after Julian Casablancas, so it's Julian.
Love it.
Yeah. Still probably him. I like the Voids a lot and the Strokes. Strokes were big when I was growing up, you know?
Well, I bring it up because, you know, I'm listening to your band. Now, obviously, the first comparisons people are going to make is White Stripes. Even in just the sound, too, you can hear it. But you guys are very unique in how you present, and the way that the music is presented is your own. And that's the first thing I thought of when I was listening to your band. You know, it's interesting because, you know, punk, because you have a very punk side to the music. A punk was always this massive, excessive, you know, something when you think of the Pistols, right? They're always just like, you know, it was down and dirty. You guys weren't really that. You're more polished than a punk. But how do you channel that energy right now to make it your own, where you're not like you're feeling like you're copying anybody else? What's making you stand out?
I think we just do exactly what we think, like what we would like, right? Is that not like what we think would be cool?
Yeah.
I'm just not really worried about if it sounds like this, it sounds like that, it looks like this, it's derivative of that. It's like, it is what it is. This is it. We like it.
Just make music you'd want to listen to.
Yeah. Obviously we love the White Stripes and Jack White's like God himself. I didn't want to be too typical, but like we love the White Stripes for sure and all Jack White's endeavors.
Right.
But I don't know, just don't judge it, right? Just do it. And this is what it is. And just try not to judge if it's good or bad or derivative. And just, it's honest. It's honestly what we thought was good at the time and what most of like our life reflected.
Are you noticing at your live shows, people, like even younger people gravitating to the raw rock again, where, because everything's so diluted with pop, and there's like no soul in the pop, and then AI's come along. Are people starving back for the raw energy of rock? Are you feeling that?
I think so. Yeah, I feel that, especially with the Studs in the beginning when we started, there weren't really a lot of like that kind of style bands playing around town, and especially not female fronted ones. And it seems like now like that's in the forefront. And he actually predicted that. He's like, I think that punk rock is going to come back, but it's going to come back female fronted.
Like 6 years ago.
Like 6 years ago. Because
we're sick of hearing dudes, yelling on microphone. I'm like, we need to hear, alter the perspective.
Girl, women yelling.
It's
their turn.
All the times I wanted to quit, he's like, no, you got to keep going.
She did.
And I did. I'm still doing it. But
There's a New York band I want you to check out too. And I'm going to tell her about you. She's Beck Louder. She's been on here a few times now. It's Beck Louder and the Noise. I would love to see you pair up because she's female fronted, but she's got this raw punk energy as a front woman where we're like, oh my God. And I just keep seeing like you guys playing shows together. She's New York, you're LA.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I love New York.
I keep thinking about it. So let's maybe see if we can make that happen. I'd be so happy. She actually just played a whole thing in Paris. And that was crazy. Like sold out shows in Paris. So we got to get you to Paris too. Mm-hmm. They would love you in Europe. Let me tell you.
Are you guys open to traveling to Europe to play?
Absolutely. Actually, the guy who produced the record, this guy Miles Dianko, is based in Berlin. So we'd love to go out there. And he played drums on the record too. So we have a drummer out there.
Well, you have to. They would eat you up out there.
Let's go.
We were just talking about that.
Right.
Going to Europe. Yeah.
Try this year, maybe.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. And, let me do this. I want to play one of your songs to just get an introduction here. I've got one of them queued up. I'm going to do Dog City because I love the raw energy, like just how it starts from the beginning.
Hey, no.
what you don't understand. My God, I don't know if you can hear my drums over here. No, but that's, you bring back, I mean, that's the right tonality too, that I love, that fuzz. You have just the right amount of fuzz in that song. And oh, it's so good.
That was like, fun to make.
Yeah, the video is pretty cool too. I love it. I love how you
got badass. Like your makeup there, Frankie Clark.
Thank you.
She's a great makeup artist.
Yeah, I don't have a glam squad. It's just me.
You did well, girl.
How long did that take? How long did it take to get you up like that?
God, it's I'm really fast with it now, like a half hour, because I've gotten used to just doing it like on the go, on the road, like in the van with the little mirror.
Love it.
So you've done the whole road warrior travel in the van, crammed in a van stuff.
Both of us have. Yeah. I did a couple tours with the studs in the minivan, which was nice and snug. I love it. I love to be on the road and traveling. That's like always the goal, I feel like.
Yeah,
it's kind of the reward after making an album is then going and touring it.
To me, I think that I don't think, like, the way that social media has made artists go from bedroom to famous, they're missing that whole thing of earning it. The road warrior stuff is how you then, you know, hone your craft live and become a great live band. And then you can play. And then it's all rewarding when success does happen. You know, you're crashing in people's living rooms. You know, I don't know how many, even like when you watch like Nirvana, when you find Nirvana stuff from like the 90s, right? To know that they were just crashing in people's living rooms all around the country.
Mm-hmm. Like wherever
you never know who that band's going to be that, you know, like they crashed in your living room and all of a sudden they're a megastar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they were in my living room raiding my fridge at 2 a.m.
When are you guys going to hit the road? What's the next step?
Los Frankies, we're trying. We're trying to, like, as soon as possible.
I'm just trying to get a booking agent right now. Yeah. Talking to a few people and just, you know, make it happen. Start booking some tours, some shows.
Oh, so fun.
Keeping some floors and a living. You know, actually, when we met, I lived on a couch in a living room.
Hear this story. Wait a minute. You lived on a couch in a living
room. Yeah, I rented out half of a couch because another guy was renting out one half. And I rented out the other half, but then graduated to move into the kitchen a mattress.
The nook.
Yeah, it was a nook. Live in LA, right? Nice. Were you in LA?
Yeah. And she, you know, didn't scare you away.
No.
Not initially. You know.
No, I'm pretty easygoing.
She's punk rock, you know? She's like,
man, it's totally cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't live in the floor anymore.
Well, even a couch in LA is pretty expensive, I'm sure. So.
It was an expensive couch.
Yeah. It was not. It's not free, I put it that way, for half a couch, mind you.
Right.
Speaking of LA, Dog City's about LA, isn't it?
Yeah, more or less. Yeah.
More or less, right?
Yeah.
Tell me the story behind the song.
Yeah.
Story behind the song. Dog Eat Dog City. I mean,
yeah.
That's LA, right? If there's any city that's a dog eat dog city, it's LA. It's about that, and it's about, I don't know, freedom and feeling kind of like a stray. Sex has that's in there too. I don't know, it's a very, you know, a myriad of dog analogies,
right? So which of you is the lyricist, or do you write together?
We write together.
Yeah,
write together.
But this album is you.
I wrote the lyrics to this one. Yeah. We do have other stuff coming out where we've co-written them.
It's only like Tina's working on a Hallmark movie or something.
I'm always so interested in like, what's going on behind the artist, what's going on behind the song, and you know, like the touchy feely stuff. Don's all about like the music and,
part,
you know,
of it.
And I'm like, so tell me who you are. You know,
a funny story. We had a legend on the band 10 years after, Leo Lyons. I mean, they played Woodstock and everything. Tina's like, do you remember your first kiss, Leo? And he's married. She's like, yeah, I remember. But and she just keeps on it. Like, you just seem like red. You know, 50 years ago, like his first kiss was 50 years ago. He was like, it's almost like he was back in time. Tina just had this way of making him feel like he was like 50 years younger. It was funny. He's good like that.
Yeah, it's fun stuff. Yeah.
And I just turn into a music nerd. We talked about Dog City, which is a great song, and it'll be on the new record that you heard coming out in March, which is great. There is another one, though, that I want to touch on here that you've got out. I'm on Drugs. I'm not, but the song is called that.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's that one about?
About Frank.
Well, hold on. Before you say anything, Tina, let me just share my screen so you can see what I have on my screen right now.
Okay.
Watch this. There it is. That's the face.
That's why you don't do drugs, kids, right there. That's the reason why.
That explains everything.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's talk about this. What led to this song?
I mean, it's the song is a true story. It's pretty much verbatim. The guy who produced the records, my oldest friend, Miles. We spent a lot of time in San Francisco, like a decade together. And it's about a night hanging out with him in San Francisco on Post and Polk, on the area he used to live in. And, you know, just the things one might get into in an evening on Post and Polk. That's the song. Take with, you know, yeah.
I've never done a drug before.
She's never even smoked a cigarette. Never smoked weed, never smoked, ever been? Yeah.
So I'm not on drugs.
And I'm not on drugs right now either.
Drugs right now.
Yeah.
I will say I've had contact highs.
Oh, yeah.
Case in point. Here's a great one. I went down to cover a band. You ever hear of the band Slightly Stupid?
Yeah.
They're like, you know them, right?
Our friends.
Well, I go down there to cover them, and there's 2,500 people.
They're like reggae, right?
Yeah, they're reggae ska, right? But they're ganja. They're 420 all the way, right? Mm-hmm. So it's 2,500 people. Pepper opened for them, great band. I interviewed both of them. So I'm out to watch. They said, watch us from the front. And, you know, there's police horses and police. But when they go, Kyle from the band tells the whole crowd, all right, everybody, take them out and light them up. 2,500 people light bongs, bowls, joints at the same time. You want a contact high? Even the horses were wanting Doritos. It was insane. Just all of that at once.
Don, are you going to say that you've never inhaled?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I was at an event and they had a bowl and I did it. And I was like, I danced.
This is going out to thousands of people and he just needed drugs.
Oh, shit. Not to my employer.
Well, hold on. You got a great point. No.
There's anything that we need, it's connection, especially in the world that we live in today, which is exactly the reason why we created these cards. The song story game. We sit and we talk to artists all the time about the stories behind the songs, the story behind the songs that they loved when they were growing up. And so we put together a game that you can own now and put it on your coffee table. And there's a few different ways you can play it. You can play it just as a conversation starter. You can play it with couples and besties for points, or you can play it in a team setting. Three different ways you can have a lot of fun talking about music. One of my favorite ways to play it is to actually answer the question, give a little detail, and then play the song. This game could go on for hours. It's entirely up to you, but get yours today at pressplay.me.
But I didn't inhale, as Bill Clinton said.
You didn't inhale?
But I did dance like I've never danced before. That's how good it felt.
It worked.
It was basically takes away your inhibitions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I've been all fucked up before. So, yeah. I haven't done it many, many, many years. At some point, you grow out of it, Frankie.
Right.
But, yeah.
She's the balance.
It's good to have a really fun time when you're young.
Sometimes it's not fun.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
I never did anything like heroin or coke or anything. Went that crazy.
Well, that's good.
Good on you.
We're talking about a smoke alarm on drugs.
You're all messed up. Okay.
Yes, officer. So, I didn't.
Kids, don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs. But we're gonna listen. To the song called "I'm on Drugs."
Let's do it.
Because it's a great song, and let's do this here. I got "I'm on Drugs" here. Here it is.
And the Lord said,
that song, that's so emphatic in a live show. You're going to get the people putting their fists in the air part. And I will tell you, Frankie Clark, you've got a Chrissy Hynde thing going on there.
Oh, thank you. I love Chrissy Hynde.
Oh, my goodness. I was like, am I watching? Is that the Pretenders? She looks to me. That was a cool outfit. What's that?
I usually play a Telecaster like Chrissy Hynde, too, but not in this video.
Yeah, how about that? Well, your look, though. You had the look. Well, you know, and she had a big tie-in with the Sex Pistols, so kind of fits with the punk thing. But that's amazing.
Where'd you guys shoot that? All the gold records behind you?
Sound Factory, in Hollywood. Yeah,
I love it.
Recording studio.
God, that song kicks ass.
So good.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait. I can't wait for this record. Is it basically going to get like a bunch of tracks just like that in a sense?
Not really. No, I mean, there's a few more like that, but there's some like longer, more like rock, I would say, mm-hmm. songs too.
Yeah, it's got a little of everything. It's pretty eclectic.
10 songs.
Yeah.
One cover. So you'll see. March.
Ooh.
March, we will see. Yes. Oh my God, I can't wait.
Just a little bit.
There's a single coming out February 6th.
Another single, February 6th.
Yeah, that's the last one, and then the album. Yeah.
Fun.
Let me ask you both, what is your definition of success?
Being able to do what you love and love what you're doing, I feel like that's, for me, like I love playing music. If I'm able to do that and make a living doing that, and even not make a living doing that, just to be able to do that is success to me.
Yeah.
Sure.
How about you?
I would say success would be people liking it and showing up to our shows. And like the more of like an experience we can make that, I feel like that's success to me. That's like the ultimate currency.
Having bodies like in the room. Connecting to your music too.
Get the energy you're putting forth.
Yeah.
I mean,
that is the best. That's the great. That's like why we do it. That's like the best feeling in the world.
And hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah,
that
would be great. So let me ask you this. Have you had it where with your other bands where you look out in the crowd and people are singing your lyrics back, singing the songs back to you?
Well, this band's pretty new.
Yeah. The Studs I have.
No, the other bands you've been a part of, not this one.
Yeah. I have, and that's a crazy feeling. I'm like, I always like look at them and like, are they singing the words right now? Like,
that's crazy.
I remember there was like one show, I think it was at the Terragram. There was one girl standing in the front. She sang every word to every song, and I'm just like, who's looking at her for like cues? Because sometimes I forget my own lyrics a lot of times. So I was like looking at her mouth. I think she knows these lyrics better than I do.
See to me. There's a couple things that I define as success to me, and like that. Where you connect with somebody so much that they're singing word for word back your lyrics and your music and know the time changes and when the things happen in a song. I mean, that's godsend. Or when somebody says like a song changed their life or saved them. I've seen so many examples where people go, your song saved my life or your song changed me. I mean, their
song was playing the first time I kissed so-and-so.
Yeah, exactly.
And the music in the first place is there's songs that I felt like, or bands that got me through hard times in my life. And I like attribute getting through that to those songs. So, and that's like I want to be able to do that for people too.
Yeah, I was going to say, Tina, like before we let them go, and move on, can you do a song story?
Yeah. So guys, we have a game. It's called Song Story Game, which I'll try to get some information from you. I'll send you guys a deck or, you know, something fun. But basically, it's just a cool game that you can play with your friends sitting around. Me and my girlfriends like to play it where you actually, you know, not only do you answer the question, but you play the song too. So like you can really connect with the song and connect with the other person because, you know, if, obviously, you guys know you can connect their music. So I'm just going to read. I'm going to pick randomly.
It, right? I don't. Yeah. You don't get to pick. You
gotta let it. Okay. I'm going to like you really do it up here. Ready? I'm just going to pick some random card. All right. Are you ready?
Do it.
What are your all time top three favorite songs? Each of you have to answer. I know it's tough.
That's hard.
You mentioned Ziggy Stardust already. I'm sure
that's Ziggy Stardust. That's on there. Happiness is a Warm Gun by the Beatles.
She was born to that song. That one. Song to be born.
Oh, God. What else?
Happiness is a Warm Gun. Very nice.
Life's a Gas by T-Rex.
Wow.
Dang.
I'm jealous.
Those are good ones.
Let me pull this up. Here it is. Let's just hear a little bit of this.
To a star. But it really doesn't matter at all. No, it really doesn't matter at all. Life's a guide.
God, you gotta love it, right?
So good.
So good.
Talk about fuzz.
Fuzz, yes, absolutely. Okay, Frankie Salazar.
Of all time, I would say just right. How about just right now? Like Impulse.
Impulse, yeah.
Let's do the Beatles, A Day in the Life.
I love them.
Yeah, so you had the Beatles, love the Beatles. The Gun Club, Mother Earth. And Desolation Row by Bob Dylan.
Good ones.
Yeah.
That's
it's immediately changing, but yeah.
I know.
I got it's a hard question, man.
It's hard, yeah.
It is.
Well, that's, yeah, I mean, it's because every day it's going to change, right? Your walkout song before you take the stage. That is the perfect walkout.
I love walkout songs.
Yeah.
Right? Like the lights go down.
Yeah.
That's the music. And then the house that gets turned up. That's the perfect song to come out to.
That's a good idea.
It's a great cover.
There you go. Yeah. Thank you. Nice stuff. When I come see you and I hear that, I'm like, oh my God.
That was my
idea. Well, you guys.
You can say that was my idea.
Yeah. Well, technically, it's Frankie Salazar's idea. It's his song.
That's true.
We can share the idea.
We can share it. Oh, it's sharing. Well, you two are amazing. I can't wait to hear the full record. I mean, I love these two songs.
When it comes out, we'll have to have you back.
Please.
Yeah, come back. Thank you so much.
You guys are awesome.
Will you come back when your record comes out?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we'll really deep dive into it. Like we'll do our homework and then break it down.
I hope you like it.
Oh, shit. I don't have a problem. I don't think that's a problem. But again, thank you so much, Frankie Clark, Frankie Salazar. They are Los Frankies. Follow them, support them, and they'll be back in March.
Find them.
As I said, sit tight, stay with us. But for the rest of you, thank you. And we'll be back next week. Thank you and good night.
Goodbye.